Hudson Valley United Against Fracking is the latest effort to oppose hydraulic fracturing in New York State while calling for more in the way of renewable energy. Former Hudson Valley Democratic Congressman Maurice Hinchey, in his first major public appearance since retiring from office in January, says he just penned a letter to New York Governor Andrew Cuomo asking him to wait for the results of a study from the Environmental Protection Agency on the impacts of fracking before deciding whether to allow high-volume hydraulic fracturing in the state. Hinchey had helped to secure funding for the EPA study in 2010, and the results are due in 2014. He says it will be the first comprehensive independent federal study on fracking.
And I trust that he will make a decision that will put an end to fracking in New York State and ensure the health and safety of New Yorkers for decades to come.
The EPA study is entitled Study of Hydraulic Fracturing and Its Potential Impact on Drinking Water Resources. Fracking is a drilling method to extract natural gas found deep in shale formations. Singer-songwriter and Hudson Valley resident Natalie Merchant is part of the new group, but has long been opposed to fracking.
I love New York, and especially rural New York. And it really frightens me to think that we might see the end of a way of life if we industrialize rural New York. And that's what fracking will do.
She and her partner, John Bauermaster, put together a concert protest film last year entitled Dear Governor Cuomo. She says the plan is for more people to see the film.
We have ongoing screenings of the film all over the state and the country, but we're putting it up online in about 2 or 3 weeks. And so it'll be available to anyone in the world at any time of the day or night, which will be wonderful.
Jeff Rumpf is the executive director of environmental group Clearwater, a group whose name is synonymous with musician and activist Pete Seeger. Here's Rumpf talking about what Seeger recently did on the issue of fracking.
Pete wrote a very thoughtful letter to Mario and Andrew. He said, you guys have been really good. You have a legacy here. You've done good things for the future. This is an issue that if you make the wrong choice, will forever taint the Cuomo name. Pete doesn't speak like that very often.
And here's Democratic Ulster County Executive Michael Hine.
Can you believe we're even having this conversation? We're talking about our children. We're talking about our children's children. We're having a conversation about whether or not we're going to poison them. That's what the conversation's about, and we all have to come together and do this? It's absurd.
Karen Moreau is executive director of the New York State Petroleum Council.
The opponents of fracking in general are very much opposed to more fossil fuel development in this country. That's the bottom line. Their tactic is delay, and by delaying, they hope to further incite people against this phenomenon known as horizontal drilling with hydraulic fracturing.
She says it's the landowners in the southern tier who have the wealth of natural gas under their feet and cannot reap any monetary benefit because of delayed decisions. New York State Health Commissioner Dr. Nirav Shah has been looking at health studies and said back in March that he planned to make a recommendation to the governor in weeks on whether the state should approve hydraulic fracturing. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.